All right. I'm going to figure this thing out.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday. In the wine cellar.
Seems about right.
Maybe. Why are you trying to give me a glass? Just give me that bottle.
That's fair. All right, morning wine cellar, fuckos. It is 4:02 a.m. I need to be in the factory at 6 a.m. Doing a little bit more machine preventative maintenance work. did some of that yesterday. Got to do one more today. And then Wednesday, where the fuck am I? Who the fuck knows? All right, but we have a couple of things here. We got pizza and we have violence against black girls. And pretty sure a lot of my fellow black men, cis black men, might not take an interest in this. Maybe they will. Most likely, no. Okay. All right. And trigger warnings and whatnot, right? Indeed. We should know that.
This show is fucked up.
All right. So, first let's stop over by here. This outlet, this is one of those, you know, newsmagazine.com, but they actually do have, they have links to, you know, more what one might refer to as reputable journalism outlets, so I can dig it. So, there's a Little Caesar restaurant, you know, capitalist folks, but actually, but then when you think about it, when you read about it, you think about it. Let's see. So this Little Caesars restaurant, they put a sign on their door after finding some homeless folks were rooting around in that their dumpster trying to find some little scraps there. Come on. And so this is in an area called Fargo in North Dakota. All right. And the general manager of that location is an individual that goes by the name of Michelle Lussier, L-U-S-S-I-E-R, all right? And this Michelle noticed that folks were outside in that dumpster just scrapping it up, eating what they can find out there. And so Michelle went and made a sign and put it up in the door of the restaurant and said, "To the this is a verbatim quote from the sign, and there is a picture of it up here. To the person going through our trash for their next meal, you're a human being and worth more than a meal from a dumpster. Please come in during operating hours for a couple slices of hot pizza and a cup of water at no charge, no questions asked." End quote from the sign. All right. In a video about the new policy, Michelle Lussier offers hope instead of merely thoughts and prayers. She offers something real, delicious pizza pie that you can eat with your face. All right. So that's going on. You can dig it. I can dig it. We can dig it.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday in the wine cellar.
But yet and still in yet.
Why are you trying to give me a glass? Just give me that bottle.
I interrupted myself with the soundboard.
This show is fucked up.
All right. Now, going to another outlet, rollingout.com. I'm kind of familiar with this outlet here. And this one's put up by A.R. Shaw. All right, let's just get right down to the business. A 51-year-old white man was arrested for viciously punching an 11-year-old black girl. The incident occurred January 12th, 2019. Right now it is January 15th, 2019, and it looks like it's about 4:06 a.m. All right. Now, this was at a place called the Asheville Mall, and this is according to the news outlet, the Asheville Citizen Times. The incident, as we're calling it here, it was recorded on a cellular telephone video, and in the video it appears that a group of black kids were together when David Bell told the group to break it up, because I am a white man, and I said break it up. someone in that group yelled that they did not know Bell as he walked in their direction. We don't know you. One of the girls in the group pushed Bell in the back. Bell then charged at the black girl, pushing her to the ground. The black girl, who was later identified as being 11 years old, jumped up, balled up her fist, and walked toward him. Bell, who is 6'5" and 250 pounds, then punched the black girl, knocking her to the ground as she fell unconscious. After the victim hit the ground, the kids ran away. Bell was arrested after the incident and charged with assault on a female under the age of 12, as well as two counts of assault on a female. That's what the article is saying. They're using this language here. Both charges are Class A1 misdemeanors. If convicted, Bell would only face up to 150 days in jail per charge. Bell has since bonded out of jail. Now, it's some gangster niggas out there that keep it gangster. And jail exists. It's some gangster niggas in there that keep it gangster. Now, there's niggas that got way more reach than me that can get the word out there and the word in there and let them gangster niggas know, hey, why don't you go ahead and put in that work? This white man is about to be in here, available, whatever. I've only seen jail on documentaries and fictional television shows, movies. But I assume there's chow time. I assume some of these niggas really don't mind going to the hole, getting into fights with other black men about Jordans. Excuse the probably inadvertent respectability politic there. But here's a white man that really ought to get his shit rocked. Put in that work. I would like for that to be the update to the story, right? Right? I'd like to come onto the program and be like, hey, update on David Bell. He got his bell rung. All right? I wouldn't mind covering the funeral service for David Bell because he got sick and didn't have health insurance. All right? Just in case anybody would, but they didn't have health insurance. All right? Universal health insurance would have saved his life, buddy. Tell you what, he had a sickle cell anemia or something. Okay? Okay. Now, this is WineCellarMedia.com. We have a fresh joint up that is Patreon only. It's a quick thing Phoenix Cleaver and I did about stalking by the gram. And it was something interesting that she found when she was sniffing around her privately owned social media pages. And it's Patreon only early release. All right. So it'll be available 6 a.m. Saturday morning on the 19th. All right. Right now it's the 15th. So, you know, it'll be public, but for right now, it's for the 55 people on the Patreon right now. Indeedly do, neighbor. We need it. This is what I do, folks. You know, I go falling off that mattress and crawling out the bed at 2:30 in the a.m. Get up, upload a gang of shit. I just uploaded a gang of shit, and I set them all to release. Like, we have the full Tuesday, we have the full Monday episode up, like the full, fully produced episode. I think it's very well produced. I hope you check it out. And then I set the individual segments from that episode to come up at 8 a.m., you know, Tuesday, 8 a.m., Wednesday, Thursday. The individual segments will come up, so those will be available if you don't, if it's easier for you to just play, you know, 13 minutes, 8 minutes, instead of a full hour and 15-minute episode at one time. Those will be coming up. I uploaded all those. They're all available on YouTube right now. You can just go snag any of them individually on YouTube. And they're also gonna slowly roll out on the Facebooks. So I crawl out of bed and do that. And then that's all uploaded. And now it's 4:11 a.m. and I'm just about done here with Morning Wine Cellar. And then I'm going to drink some more blended fruit. That's what I do. I get up and I take frozen fruit and put it in the blender with some water, and I drink that in the morning. I'm going to drink some more of that and do a little hygiene, and then go down to the factory and spend 8, 10, whatever, hours there, 12 hours, fuck it, whatever, and then come back and do evening wine cellar work, and that's what I do so that we can have poverty with a pillow. Okay. It's poverty with a pillow, but not a parachute, all right? PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam for a tip if you want a tip. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund if you want to get that early access to that shit I get. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.